Welcome to The Flash, Science Edition, where today we're diving deep into the mysteries of our solar system and the depths of the ocean. From the searing surface of Venus to the profound depths where sperm whales roam, join us as we uncover why Venus turned into a dry wasteland and how advances in technology are bringing us closer than ever to understanding the language of the sea's most intelligent inhabitants. It's a journey through space and the ocean's abyss, all in today's episode, so stay tuned. To kick things off, let's turn our gaze towards Venus, often dubbed Earth's sister planet. Despite their similarities in size and proximity, Venus presents a stark contrast with its brutal surface conditions. Sean, what can you tell us about the latest findings that shed light on this enigma?
Absolutely, Wendy. The puzzle of Venus's harsh environment has intrigued scientists for years. Recent explorations have provided significant insights into why Venus lacks liquid water. It's not just the high temperatures at play here. It's a combination of factors, including its atmosphere and proximity to the sun, that contribute to its aridity.
Interesting. Could you delve into how Venus's position relates to its current state?
Certainly. The concept of the habitable zone, or the Goldilocks zone, is crucial here. It defines the perfect range of orbits around a star where liquid water can exist. Venus, sitting at the inner edge, might have once had the conditions suitable for liquid water and potentially life. However, its present state tells a different story.
So, it's the close proximity to the sun and the thick atmosphere causing these extreme temperatures through a runaway greenhouse effect.
Exactly, Wendy. Venus's dense atmosphere amplifies the greenhouse effect, skyrocketing surface temperatures. Additionally, the solar ultraviolet radiation breaks water vapor into hydrogen and oxygen. The lighter hydrogen then escapes into space, a process known as photodissociation, leaving Venus arid.
It seems like the habitable zone concept also evolved with these findings.
Absolutely. The discovery of life in unexpected places on Earth, like deep biospheres independent of solar energy, expands the habitable zone concept. Venus, with its extreme conditions, complements our understanding of what makes a planet hospitable for water and life. The study of Venus, thus, provides valuable lessons in planetary sciences, atmospheric conditions, and the search for life beyond Earth.
It's fascinating how studying Venus can offer such profound insights into our quest to understand the cosmos. Thanks for that comprehensive overview, Sean. Moving from the vastness of space to the depths of our oceans, recent advancements are breaking new ground in understanding sperm whale communication. Rachel, Project SETI has been making waves with its efforts. Can you share more on this?
Indeed, Wendy. Project SETI stands at the forefront of an ambitious endeavor to bridge the communication gap between species, starting with the sperm whale. The project employs cutting-edge machine learning and robotics to decode the complex communication system of these marine mammals.
That sounds like a monumental task. How do they approach this?
The process is meticulous. It involves collecting vast amounts of acoustic data from sperm whales, then using machine learning to analyze patterns in their clicks or codas. These codas are key to understanding the whale's communication, as they differ among groups, suggesting a form of cultural diversity.
Besides understanding their language, are there other implications?
Absolutely. This research not only aims to decipher the codas, but also to understand the whale's behaviors and movements. For instance, machine learning has been utilized to predict the whale's migratory patterns, aiding in conservation efforts. The potential to understand sperm whales in their own words could fundamentally change our relationship with them and other species.
The implications of such understanding are indeed profound. Thank you, Rachel, for that enlightening dive into the sonic world of sperm whales. As we conclude this episode of the Flash Science Edition, we've journeyed from the scorching surface of Venus to the communication of sperm whales in the deep blue. Today's discussions highlight not just the mysteries of our universe and planet, but also the innovative approaches scientists are using to solve them.
knowledge, and entertainment on demand. Until next time, keep looking up and diving deep.